You've equaled a club record, 6 clean sheets in a row. Another clean sheet today.
Look, we knew today was going to be a tough game, probably one of the toughest games that we're going to have over the last couple of games in terms of the personnel that they've got. Neil being in the dugout for the first time, so you know there's going to be that sort of energy about the place again, the positivity about the place again. And for the first 10 minutes or so, we obviously dealt with it, but we were a little bit uncomfortable, allowed them too much possession. So we decided to go to the 4-3-3 to stop the fullbacks from getting out, because when you look at Konchesky, he's been a top player and was causing a few problems down that side. But after that, we stuck to our game plan really well. We were disciplined without the ball, made it hard for them. And as the game wore on, we grew more into it with it. And the last 10 minutes or so, I think we were the only team that looked like they were really going to win it. I think we limited them to probably long-range shots. But every one of them stuck to the task that we asked them to do. And you have to do that at places like that. And a huge amount of credit goes to everyone that was involved today.
Yeah, and you might have won the game. In the end, Bailey Wright's flicked header from the corner was hacked off the line by combination of defender and goalkeeper.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what you're waiting for. You're waiting for sort of to be disciplined and then waiting for still an opportunity to come along. And I think we got into some half-decent other opportunities when we brought forward. You can't go too open against a team that have got Charlie Austin, Hoylett and all the other players that they've got in their group. But we had to be disciplined and real professional performance and a lot of satisfaction for the players who have dug deep again today and defended with their lives and worked extremely hard. So it's a real pleasing result again.
There's a real flashpoint in the second half where Neil Warnock reacted very badly on the touchline in that he was upset with the challenge of Huntington on Nedda Manua. He's just described it in the press conference as horrendous. What will be your opinion, Simon?
Well, I think Neil's gone through his career as a manager, berating officials' decisions, etc. I look at it on the other side. I thought Hunt was there first. I don't think he left the ground. I think the lads then come in with him and Hunt has got the ball between his shins, never mind sort of jumping or straight foot in the challenge or anything like that. So I saw nothing wrong with it really. And yeah, well, the referee made one or two strange decisions early first half, I think, for both teams. So, but I think he got that decision right. And Neil obviously will see things different. But I've looked at it and Hunt's never once left the floor, never looked like he was going to endanger the play. Got there first and then the lads coming on them. If anything, a tackle on DJ could have possibly been a little bit worse than Hunt's.
Yeah, that was the one by Charlie Austin on the far side.
Yeah, that was the one, yeah. But look, you don't want people sent off, and it's all about a man's game about making tackles and competing and doing everything that you need to do to win a game. So look, I'd rather talk about all the positive things of what my team have done today rather than referees. I'll leave that to Neil to complain about. But you've seen again the resilience of a team. Lost Greg Cunningham with a bit of a thigh strain from the other night, but Hunt comes in as if he's never been away, and people like Marnik Vermaal, I think that was his best game today for us. He's grown into the role at wing-back, but also as a full-back today. So some real outstanding performances, and it's been a good run of form now. And obviously we look forward to the next game after we've had a bit of a breather. In a way, we'd probably like to carry on playing because we're on a good run, but there's not a better game than a local derby when we get back.
And just a final one from me. Just put into context the significance of that six clean sheets in a row. Just how impressive is that?
Well, I think everybody deserves a huge amount of credit. I think we've worked hard on the training ground, but you can do that and not put it into practice on a match day. And full credit to the players that have done it. And again, going over old ground, but we got Tom Clark out, Greg Cunningham today. We've struggled. Paddy McCarthy's obviously was signed and never played. So we've not really had a sort of first choice back four, back five, if you would say. But the lads that have been there have been fantastic. I think the midfield three have worked extremely hard in front of them and the strikers as well. So a lot of credit goes to everybody because they've got a desire. We did say at half-time, look, we're 45 minutes away from getting another clean sheet, and how satisfying will that be against the likes of Hoylett, Austin and all of Phillips, all the attacking force that they had on the pitch today?